When it comes to watching Celtic, any trophy is worth celebrating. But there's something particularly cheering about securing a domestic treble, meaning the League, Scottish Cup and League Cup are in the Celtic Park trophy room. This latest podcast tells the story of Celtic and trebles. The boys were the first club to claim a League and Scottish Cup double, a feat that was achieved back in 1907. This came midway through what was a then record-breaking 6-in-a-row titles run. However, a treble was not yet possible. It only became an option after World War II, when the League Cup was established. The years after the Second World War were of limited success for the Celts. At one point, they even came close to relegation, although there were also some notable moments of cheer, perhaps most obviously in 1957, when beating Rangers 7-1 to claim the League Cup. After this, there was something of a barren spell. It would be 8 years until Celtic again won any national competition, so trebles were far from being a priority. The road to all this changing began in 1965. Jock Stein arrived back at Celtic Park as manager. Within weeks, his team had won the Scottish Cup. It was a victory that whetted appetites for even greater success. Sure enough, 1966 saw Celtic claim their first title since 1954, as well as reaching the semi-finals of the European Cup Winners' Cup. Yet again, events one season inspired the Celts to do even better the next year. 1967 is of course an iconic date in Celtic history. The boys had their greatest ever day when beating Inter Milan to claim the European Cup. This was an achievement brought about by playing, as Jock Stein termed it, pure, beautiful, inventive football. Due to this victory in Portugal, it can sometimes be overlooked that season 1966-67 also witnessed Celtic's first domestic treble, which meant 5 trophies came to Glasgow's East End, including the Glasgow Cup as well. Success in Lisbon was possible because of the excitement and motivation created by Scotland's 3 main competitions. The first of Scotland's big 3 came in October 1966. The Celts went to Hampden to face old rivals Rangers. This time, there wasn't an 8-goal thriller, and instead one was enough to decide the outcome. Thankfully, it was the men in green who cheered, due to a stunning Bobby Lennox volley. In a treble sense, it was 1 down, 2 to go. 6 months to the day after beating Rangers, Celtic were again back at Hampden. This time their opponents wore not royal blue, but instead red. Aberdeen stood in front of the Celts in the Scottish Cup. It was another green and white clean sheet, but this time a double from Willie Wallace that brought the second national trophy of the season to Glasgow's East End. And 1 week later, it was a piece of Celtic history. Yet again, Rangers were the boys' opponents, but this time in a league match at Ibrox. A Jimmy Johnson double ensured a 2-2 draw, meaning Celtic were now the champions. For the first time, the Celts had won all 3 of Scotland's main trophies. It was certainly not the last time this would be the case. In fact, the club enjoyed this so much, they decided to do it all again 2 years later. And this happened in unusual circumstances, with 3 weeks of festivities and celebrations. April 1969 was another momentous occasion for the Celts. Owing to a Hampden Park fire, the League Cup that had been due to play in October 1968 had to be delayed. Therefore, on the 5th of April, Celtic played Hibs in a hugely high-scoring match. 6-2 was the final score, including a Bobby Lennox hat-trick. Once more, the League Cup was ticked off Celtic's list. Just over 2 weeks after this, a midweek game at Rugby Park proved to be decisive. Yet again, a 2-2 draw, this time in Ayrshire, ensured Celtic could not be caught in the title race. It was 4 in a row in league titles, and one more victory would ensure a second treble. The following weekend, Hampden Park beckoned. Rangers were again the opposition, but anyone who expected a tough match proved to be very wrong. Instead, Celtic were piling on the agony with a huge 4-0 scoreline. Hammering Rangers and winning a second treble, it was a time for massive parties and revelries. However, as a reminder that trebles aren't easy to win, this was the last time that Jock's team would achieve this, or indeed that Celtic would do so in the 20th century. The next time that the three trophies sat in the Celtic Park trophy room, it would be more than three decades later. When considering the lowest point in Celtic history, the 1990s must surely be a front-runner for this prize. Aside from poor on-the-field football results, the club came close to extinction and was only saved at the last moment by Fergus McCann's takeover. However, as the new millennium dawned, it was clear that Celtic were still very much in Rangers' shadow. This all changed with the arrival of Martin O'Neill as manager. His presence, along with high-profile new signings, transformed the club. A massive 6-2 win over Rangers early in the season set down a marker. By the end of season 2000-2001, it was time to celebrate another treble. March 2001 brought O'Neill's first experience of Celtic silverware, as the boys had a comfortable 3-0 victory over Kilmarnock to win the League Cup. The star man that day was undoubtedly Henrik Larsson, whose second half hat-trick sealed victory. This was Celtic's first cup final hat-trick in almost three decades. 3 weeks after this final, St Mirren came to Celtic Park for a league game. A 1-0 win for the Hoops meant that O'Neill added the Scottish League to his long list of honours, and the Celts had their first 21st century title. One trophy remained to seal the first treble won by Celtic without Jock Stein in charge. On 26th of May, all Hampden was covered in green, white and gold as Celtic faced Hibernian. Another 3-0 win, this time with a Larsson double and one from Jackie McNamara, meant that it was time to cheer another treble. As a further reminder of how difficult it is to achieve this, there would not be another triple celebration for Celtic for a decade and a half. But by then, the Celts clearly had a taste for it. 2016-17 was a big season for the club. A team called Rangers was in Scotland's top league, the first time this had happened since the original Ibrox club's 2012 liquidation. In the previous season, the Light Blues had beaten Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final. It was said their celebrations had angered those in charge at Parkhead. The consequence was a very high-profile managerial appointment. Brendan Rodgers came to Celtic Park following time spent as Liverpool boss. Like O'Neill's 2000 arrival, he also made some big signings, most notably Scott Sinclair, who would go on to be Player of the Year. November 2016 was the start of success. Celtic faced Aberdeen at Hampden Park in the League Cup final and enjoyed a 3-0 success thanks to goals from Rogic, Forrest and Dembele. This was far from the last time that Aberdeen would fall to a final defeat during Rodgers' reign. As early as 2nd of April 2017, Brendan earned his first League Winners' Medal. A big 5-0 victory at Tynecastle meant Celtic could not be caught in the title race. And when the boys followed this up by beating Hearts at home on the final day, it meant an unbeaten league season as well. The Scottish Cup final took place in May. Again, Aberdeen were the opponents, but it was a much more challenging game. Celtic fell behind but quickly equalised thanks to Stuart Armstrong. Then the game seemed to be heading into extra time when a magnificent solo goal from Tom Rogic settled proceedings. It was very much a triple celebration. It won the Scottish Cup, gave Celtic their first treble since 2001, and also completed an invincible season when the Celts had not lost any domestic games. Brendan Rodgers' side enjoyed this experience so much they decided to keep repeating it. The 2017-18 season had numerous echoes of the previous year. The Celts again claimed a Scottish treble, and once more this involved beating the same team in both the Scottish Cup and League Cup finals. However, in this case, it was Motherwell who twice came up short. 2018-19 did witness another treble, but the manager looked very different by the end of the season. The League Cup was won in December 2018. Aberdeen were again the opponents when a single goal from Ryan Christie was enough to bag the silverware. However, in February 2019, it was back to the future for Celtic on the managerial front. Brendan Rodgers left for England and was replaced by previous boss Neil Lennon. At first, he was only caretaker, but eventually got the job on a permanent basis. By May 2019, Celtic were in mourning following the death of Lisbon Lions Billy McNeil and Stevie Chalmers, two icons of the 1967 season and Celtic's first treble. However, football went on. Under Lennon's leadership, a 3-0 victory at Pittodrie brought an 8th successive title to Celtic. And later that month, there was a trip to Hampden to face Hearts, where a double sealed a treble-treble. Odds on Edouard's two goals made it 2-1 to the Hoops, and the Scottish Cup was also retained in Glasgow's East End. It had taken Celtic 34 years to win their first three trebles. Now they had repeated this in only three seasons, and they weren't finished yet, albeit the next one took place in extraordinary circumstances. 2019-20 was going very well for the boys. In December 2019, they had again won the League Cup. This was a strange match, where the 10-man Hoops were outplayed by Rangers, yet still enjoyed a 1-0 win. A stunning performance by goalkeeper Fraser Forster was key to victory. But by the time 2020 had arrived, global trouble was brewing. News of a disease which had originated from China was spreading around the world. Although Celtic were well in front in the title race, and due to play in the Scottish Cup semi-final, it wasn't clear if this would happen due to coronavirus. The season was eventually stopped. Celtic were awarded the title on the basis of being well out in front, but the Scottish Cup was a less simple matter. The following season, football was allowed to continue, but without any fans being present. As well as season 2020-21 happening, it was decided to complete the previous year's Scottish Cup. The Celts made it past Aberdeen, setting up a final clash with Hearts. This match was in every sense remarkable. An empty Hampden witnessed Celtic throw away a 2-goal lead to tie 3-all after extra time. In the penalty shootout, Celtic eventually won 4-3, the first time they had won the Scottish Cup on penalties. It also meant the club had achieved a remarkable quadruple treble, having won all domestic competitions in Scotland for 4 consecutive years. Celtic now had 7 trebles, but there were to be no more with Neil Lennon in charge. Instead, a popular Australian arrived in Glasgow's East End to deliver more glory. Ange Postecoglou's football was hugely exciting and successful. In his first season, he oversaw a double, with only the Scottish Cup eluding Celtic. It would be different the following year. A 3-month spell in 2023 brought cheer to the Celts. First up was the League Cup final against Rangers at the end of February. A Kyogo double gave Celtic a 2-1 win and the first trophy of the season. Then May was the key period. A 2-0 win at Tynecastle confirmed Celtic's status as the league's top team. Later that month, a Hampden Park crammed with Hoops fans roared on their favourites to victory over Inverness Caledonian Thistle. This meant the Scottish Cup was added to the League and League Cup, and sealed treble number 8 for the men in green and white. This set a world record. No club in any other country has so many times claimed all 3 of their national trophies. It's tempting to believe that winning a Scottish treble is an easy affair. However, although it has been possible to do this for around 8 decades, Celtic have done this just 8 times. In fact, no one else has achieved this since the original Rangers back in 1999. It's important to never be complacent about victory. Celtic fans will cheer one trophy in the same way they will 3. But there's also something very special about a treble season. As world record holders for this, it's to be hoped there will be many more such moments to look forward to in Celtic's future. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in 3 Celtic walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.